So when I say I am pivoting, we're all doing this together. So there's no individual I, there's no separated I. And so what we want to remember is there's a grand conclusion that we're all arriving at, and that each moment takes us further along in the journey. So we want to be prepared for, I'm just going to call it the bumps of the road, and just imagine that you're on some kind of slide or ride where like it's almost like a potato sack thing that you're like laying on, and it's like bump, 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 bump. But we want to remember that with each bump, that there's a holy conclusion. So as we will allow the small detail is to remember that it's not about resisting life at all. It's about preparing for divine inheritance. So all of these bumps, all of these hesitations, all of these, well, everything would be fine except for, are really being presented for our grandest exclaim. So as we will receive our light, as we will receive our holy devotion. Our holy devotion is what we're devoted to. So we want to remember that everything where we've been devoted to scarcity, when we've been devoted to conflict, when we've been devoted to just like this ego that's just screaming, me, my, it's like we're learning how to join hands with our higher relevance. So we want to allow everything to have a voice. What they mean by this is everything that we come to has a grander sequence, has a grander exclaim, has a grander like exclamation point that's taking us to our destiny, that's taking us to, excuse me, our refinery, our riches, our just alignment with our golden conclusion. And our golden conclusion is the light that we are. And what we're learning how to do is to accept this grace, to accept this. Just imagine like you have an extra present or an extra guest, and it's like, well, I don't have any hands to accept that present because I'm too busy suffering. I'm too busy, you know, screaming at what isn't work. I'm too busy holding on to my history. I'm too busy holding on to my past. So these are the always the reasons why our arms and hands are totally full and we have nowhere to reach. So as we will receive our own glory, so our own glory is our total encasement. It's our higher self that is aware of who we are in our eternal nature that's timeless. So it's beyond form. It's beyond just like all of this brokenness so that we can exclaim God's glory. So God's glory is the truth of self. It's not God as in separate from our truth. It's God as being expressed here on after as an essence of our truest nature. So that's what we're learning to attend to. That's what we're signing off on. And all of these little bumps in the road are like heave-hoing us. They're helping us release the restrictions to the light. Now, this is very, very important because as we just keep serving the lower self, we may feel like, oh, that was a good day. You know, I got what I needed. But really, as long as we're focusing on our just our little linear life, we're missing the grand conclusion of all. And so the grand conclusion is when we come into this higher statehood where we're serving the higher self, where we're serving our godly essence. And so when we do that, as we do that, we sing a song of God's mercy because we're holding the light for all to witness. So it's not about let me just figure out my own personal issues. It's let me hold the eternal candle of oneness for all to be gladdened, for all to see, for all to witness. So whether it's various viruses or various conflicts between borders or whatever may be surfacing, they're reminding us that it's simply an ongoing pause to divine ecstasy, because either you're in conflict, either you're in separation, or you're in your truest aspect of love. That is the miracle we all are performing. So we want to feel this. We want to really realize that our lifetime is our gift, is our presentation, is our manifestation, is our richness that we leave behind. In other words, what we're holding, the energy that is encapsulating us, the energy that is speaking through us as us, is bringing forth grace beyond comparison. So beyond comparison is that limited mind that compares. You're better, you're lost, you're ahead, you're behind. So all of this that we still sort of regurgitate, in other words, believe in, all of that judgmental consciousness that we just keep swinging around and around, that is every time there's that bump in a road, remember, bump, 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 that's what's being kicked up to be released at last. So as we will receive our divine essence, so our divine essence is who we are in God's gifting and who we are in God's glory. So remember, it's not like God, you know, man in the sky with the beard separate from us that's doling out treats. It's our true essence, it's our true wisdom. And so this is what's here to stay. This is what is toning us. And so that tone is this like ever increasing echo. So that ever increasing echo is when we're doing things from the old administration where the anger kicks up, the resentment kicks up, whatever it is. We're being called out. We're not being called out like you did something wrong. We're being called out in that we're being offered a new expression. We're being offered a new gazement. We're being offered a new, like, Christ selection. And that Christ selection is the essence of our Christ self. So it's the essence of that, being that steward of love, being the incarnation of love, where there is no more agitation, there is no more sorrow, there is no more blame, there is no more, you know, it's like I'm being, there's nothing left to be triggered, because you're standing on God's glory. So as we will receive our divine essence, so our divine essence is like this offering that you can just think of it is like a time released offering that was set in stone. In other words, it was ready to be released in this divine moment before we even thought to ask. So that's where before you even ask, like, your prayers are answered. So what we're receiving are answered prayers from long ago. That means when we took this lifetime, we consented to arrive. Now that's very, very relevant, because we've all been sort of lost in a way in our own personal history, in our own personal affairs, thinking all this is very real. And we're forgetting God's holiness, meaning our own holiness, what we set upon at last in this lifetime to bring forth in due relevance. So what's being released now was agreed upon before we were even conceived, before we even presented. It was like the coming of the second coming, being the awakened Christ in form. So this is what we're stepping upon. So stepping upon is almost just like this is holy land, and we always think, well, you know, we've got to go to Lourdes or we've got to go to Egypt to find holy land. And so what we're realizing, remembering, is we are the holy land. We are the bringers of life. So it's not a particular geographical location. It's our very essence. It's our very like exploratory reality that we are setting in stone. And setting in stone is we each have an agreement with our higher placement that we are, they're saying like coming alive. And so coming alive is really realizing, in essence, we've been dreaming, we've been sleepwalking. So coming alive is breaking new ground into our true reality. So as you will receive this touch tone is like your divine remembrance. So it's like this energetic touchstone that you are receiving early. So when I receive this, it's like a remembrance of the Sacred Heart. It's a Sacred Heart activation where they're saying this again, coming alive. And so the mind can get a little confused with that. It's like, well, aren't I alive? And actually, it's a dream state. So it's like coming alive to true reality. Now, this is where the sun will shine, because when we're aligned with our true reality, whatever is needed manifests really quite easily, if not instantaneously, again. So we're leaving the past, we're leaving old beliefs, we're leaving old, I can't use those words, like what we experience is based on what we believe. And so if there are beliefs, and we all have them, some more, some less, some in one little area, some all scattered, but it's the beliefs that keep us limited. And so what we're bringing up, so remember we were just kind of going down a slide and it was like bump, bump, bump. Every time we come upon that bump, it's giving us a present, and that present is helping us break contract, helping us break that limited concept of self so that we can draw upon God's mercy, meaning drawing upon the light, drawing upon our exalted claim. So when we think of masters that were able to manifest miracles, it's really simply manifesting from that I am awareness. And so as we will offer our turn. So when we say as we will offer our turn, it's like coming into agreement with that consciousness that's truly alive, truly engaged, truly outperforming numbers, meaning that it's like growing day by day, moment by moment, second by second, through our priority. So the priority is what you're rearranging your destiny for. In other words, are you still segregated? Are you still involved in separated identity? Or are you opening up to love? And it's totally appropriate when you find yourself not particularly being in love. The question is, are you spot on ready? Meaning, are you open to serving your higher self, your higher claim? So this self-prophecy dictates, meaning that the offering that is being exposed, that is being gifted. Remember, we had no hands because we were holding on to all of the old, and it's like we just need one more arm, one more hand to receive the grace, to receive the alignment. And so remember, it's really like predestined, that before we even inquired, it was already said, it was already agreed upon that we would step up into like assurance, because we're here. When you think of the Great Awakening, it's awakening to your true reality. So as you will receive your heavenly glow, so your heavenly glow, when I say heavenly glow, how do I say this? It's almost like everyone's linear identity simply disappeared. And when I receive everyone, I just receive you in your light. I receive you in your eternal essence. So there's no more darkness. There's no more absence of light. There's nothing left to trigger. So that's your pure state. And that's what's coming alive. That's what's coming into motion. That's what's coming into your embodiment where it's having the identification as your I Am presence, as divine in form, as light. And so it's from this placement that has already, has already been assured. In other words, it's already agreed upon. It's the reason you exist, that you're here to stand into holy assurance that all, it's like all is ready to come upon you. Everything that you need in loving degree. So in other words, like it's like if you measure out flour and baking powder to like make cookies or whatever, everything's measured out for your good acceptance. In other words, not too little, not too much. We may argue the point, it feels like way too much at times. But again, it's because we forget our self-assurance. In other words, we forget who we are. So in that linear self, it's like, oh boy, this is way too much. And that's the whole point. From the lower exclaim, it is too much, because you can't solve it from the lower. That's the whole point, to drop the barriers, to drop the limitations, and to allow that light to transfer and to bring forth your holy remembrance, your holy awareness, your holy conclusion. So allow that light to be received on all levels. And all levels means if you have any poverty consciousness, meaning like lack of awareness of light in your preamble, meaning in your past experiences. So this could be 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 50 years ago, or it could be yesterday. That aspect of self is aglow. In other words, it's receiving that light. Now that's the priority, because everything that we bring forth in terms of healing, in terms of Christ reunion, is done in the now moment. So the more we can kind of play with the awareness that there is no linear time, we kind of stretch it out. So it seems like beginning, middle and end, but really it's all now. So as we offer that light on all levels, in all simulations, it's agreed upon with mercy. So that also means a future self. If you're like about to walk into all some kind of situation, because you're agreeing to the light in the now present, that future self is now traveling with that light. So with that added awareness, it no longer is gonna like go bump in the night, because it's a glow. In other words, that transference of love's assurance is readily received. So we wanna start feeling that that place of divine union, where they're saying like we're a living, breathing example of that Christ flame, to understand that what we're doing is we're healing on a quantum level. It's not like we're just sitting in a cave for 3 years or doing mantras for 10 hours. We're doing a regular practice, but time is speeding up. So there's no more avoiding the set outcome. And in other words, as we're opening up on one level, we're agreeing to a new reality on another level, and we're doing all this simultaneously. So it's like a huge, they don't like that I said huge, because that's still that comparison. It's an agreed upon welcome. It's an agreed upon welcome. And they're saying to hold it, to not go forward, to not add words. It's an agreed upon welcome, period. So it's like, I am that I am. And we stay still. So we stay still for that place of non-avoidance. We stay still for that place of self-endurance. So in other words, we're allowing God's symphony. We're allowing that light language. We're allowing that new accelerated presence to come alive, to take hold, to lift us up, to prioritize our very existence. To prioritize our very existence. what we're going to realize is there's this new programming in charge where the old self would bicker, fight, argue towards ourselves or another. And what we're coming into are new praise and glory, where it's that alignment that transfers to that new reality. And so you're going to find that you're just stepping into new realities. And it's going to start happening at an increased interval. It's going to be no big surprise. It's like once, you know, there's a choice to go to conversation to the left and you just go to the right with ease, with grace, with divine purpose. Receive on all levels.